Our reality check today is with Honolulu Civil Beat's Nick Ruby, who is based in Washington, D.C. these days. But his story featured online today took him to Washington State. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, Catherine. Thanks for having me.
Hey, so what led you to the Pacific Northwest?
Well, the short answer would be U.S. Representative Tulsi Gabbard and her run for president. I've been covering Representative Gabbard on and off since about 2012 when she was on the Honolulu City Council. And a part of that includes looking at her campaign spending report. And the story that I wrote today is about one person who shows up in these campaign spending reports by the name of Chris Robinson. Now, he's received a bunch of money from Representative Gabbard over the years, about $531,000 since 2019. And in the first 6 months of 2019 alone, while she was running for president, she paid him about $259,000. Now, for context, that's a lot of money. And when you actually compare that to the spending of other presidential candidates and rank it, that would be within the top 1 to 2% of anybody who's getting money for working on presidential campaigns. But what was so interesting about Robinson to me was that he listed his business address, or actually Gabbard's campaign listed his business address as a P.O. box in Stehekin, Washington. And that just struck me as a little odd, because Stehekin is quite literally one of the most remote places in the Pacific Northwest. There are no roads to drive on to get there, for instance. You can only take a boat or walk there down a trail or ride a horse or fly in on a float plane.
So how did you get there?
So how did I get there? I took a boat.
Okay.
I took the ferry. So from D.C., I hopped a flight to Spokane, Washington, where I rented a car, drove through eastern Washington for about 2.5 to 3 hours, jumped on a boat that took about 2.5 hours to show up in a town that has only about 80 year-round residents, to go knock on Chris Robinson's door.
Wow. Well, I remember I was struck by the one quote by the summer hand at the local lodge. He said, "It's kind of like The Shining in winter."
Yeah, it's definitely a place where people go to get away from the outside world. For instance, your cell phone doesn't work up there. There aren't any cell towers. It's a designated wilderness area. There's no such thing as like public Wi-Fi. So there's one little bakery in this community, and when you go there, people are actually talking to each other rather than looking at their phones, scrolling through Twitter or Instagram. There is a payphone, one public payphone in this community, but often it has a line of backpackers who are hiking the Pacific Crest Trail waiting to use it to connect to the outside world. I use that payphone myself to connect to my editors, who, of course, wanted to make sure that I made it all the way out there.
So how does he do his work from that remote area?
Well, that was a question that we had for Representative Gabbard's campaign and for Chris Robinson himself. Of course, her campaign and Mr. Robinson both refused Civil Beat and my attempts to speak to them about the work that he was doing. Robinson had said that he had a confidentiality agreement. We asked Gabbard's campaign if they would be able to waive that. They ignored that request. They said they didn't want to talk about anything involving his work for them, and said that they were following FEC rules. So when I was out there, I started asking people in the community how they got their internet, and they tend to get it through satellite dish. And so he has a satellite dish in his backyard, which you can see from the road, and he apparently uses that to connect. Now, satellite, of course, wasn't the most reliable or best form of internet out there for a while. Many people who lived out there said it was very difficult to connect, and especially do things such as streaming Netflix. But it has improved in recent years.
Well, you know, I mean, it does seem a little odd, but I mean, really, she can hire whoever she wants to hire.
You could hire whoever you want to hire, but I think there are a lot of questions that are raised about this particular person in general. First of all, Chris Robinson has zero political experience. outside of working for Tulsi Gabbard. And when you look at other campaigns and candidates who are running serious campaigns, presidential campaigns, they're hiring organizations that have large staffs and who have experience in the political realm. The other thing about Chris Robinson is that he's a member of this religious organization called the Science of Identity Foundation that some former members have likened to a cult. Now, Tulsi Gabbard herself grew up around this organization for many years, and there are questions being raised about her paying a lot of money to a friend to do work on her campaign.
Right, so all rather odd, but hopefully you keep at it and we get more information about what exactly he does and what he's doing for the campaign.
I'll do my best to get the answers to all your questions, Catherine.
Okay, thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you.
We've been talking to reporter Nick Ruby with today's reality check. Go to civilbeat.org to read his full story.